I really see a real significance in us being down here tonight, and the seven of us like it is here. And especially, as I said a while ago, the three of you sitting there, the three of us here, Mickey over here and Tommy sitting there with that bonnet on, the coat on, you remember the other night?
Yes, sir.
Wore a white jacket on, the stripes on. But the reason that I say what I do about Atlanta is because of the significance that I see in Stone Mountain being located there. For instance, just taking my time and talking, just like I was earlier today in discussing some things with a brother. Now Zale Strip over yonder had a real significance going over there at this time. If you go back to the meeting that we had, you remember the camp meeting, Bill, that we had here?
Yes, sir.
The camp meeting, you go back to the camp meeting. During the camp meeting, you remember what happened about West Lego, Texas, Brother John Pray, and the
yes,
things that happened in Thomaston, you know, and the building there.
Yes, sir.
Well, see, I spoke with Brother Edgar Castlebear how much he was a similarity with Edgar. All right, well, in that, if you remember, during that meeting, Brother Leon stayed down at Graves, down at the river, down at Graves. Now, there was a real significance in that, and if we go through just a little of it, just kind of roughly, like, to tie it together, you can see the real significance and why he stayed down there. But being down there, it typified the death, burial, and resurrection of Brother Branham. Now, I go to get into the anointing, so many things from every direction comes until I want to straighten them out, you know, while I'm talking. I don't want to get them all jumbled up, and I know it takes a lot of time when I go into it, and I get a little restless. But I like, for instance, we go back to Utica Pike. When we went to Utica, before we went to Utica, that is, we predicted there'd be a meeting in Utica. All right, now, finally, Brother Parnell contacted us. I told Betty, I said, Brother Parnell's trying to get in touch with us. I mentioned to the brethren. So sure enough, then later on, he got in touch with us. He said, boy, I've been trying to get in touch with you. So we went up to Lafayette in Hamilton, and then when we got up there, I predicted the meeting in Utica. And all of a sudden, Brother Parnell said, there's one more place I want you to go. And I asked him where was he speaking of. He said, Utica. So we went down to Glad Tidings Tabernacle. The first place, and I didn't know that, really, at that time, I still didn't know that. I didn't know that was the place where that the pillar of fire had appeared to Brother Branham the first time, you know, as a child. I never knew that. And then we got over there, and I didn't even know where Utica Pike was. I never had been to a Utica Pike. You know, the name Pike, Utica Pike, sound familiar, because I'd had an uncle by something named something like that, you know. But anyway, when I got down there, we had the meeting. Well, then when we had the meeting, as some of you remember, the building was so filled up until the man got excited, got the newspapers out, and had them take pictures. He said, I never had a meeting where people have turned out like this. So they took the pictures. Well, during this time was a time when Sister Bonds, when she come to the meeting and she asked him to let her testify, and she testified, and then she told the vision or dream that she had 2 years, I believe it was, before. And she said, in this vision, said something said to me that something concerning William Branham has been lost, and it will be found at the at Utica Pike or here at the tabernacle. I can't remember how she expressed that. Said she had forgotten about it, and 2 years had gone by. And said all of a sudden, when this meeting came to Utica, she said that something spoke to her and said, this is that which I spoke to you about 2 years ago. Said that which was lost. Said this is it. Said it was to be found here at Utica. And said this is it. Well, then as a confirmation of that, my wife, being typical of the church, losing her livelihood, which would have been the death of Brother Branham, to confirm what the woman had said, Sister Betty lost a purse over at the Texaco station. And I'm just supposing this when I say this part about Texas. Texaco, to me, I suppose that it means Texas Company, and they just put Texaco for short, you know. So then Brother Branham dying in Texas, her losing those things in Texas, I mean at Texaco, then we went over to the Brother Branham Tabernacle. When they hear at the Brother Branham Tabernacle, it was a strange thing. See, she had lost the purse. Billy Paul had got a hold of one of our brochures on the Revelation. All right, now, same time when Brother George Smith called us, was fixing to go south. All right, now, here, I had preached at Utica, it is finished. Whereas we know that at Calvary it was finished. Brother Branham being typical of the Lord Jesus coming to the Calvary point, he finished it. They said he finished the mysteries of God, which I agree with him, you know, and the significance of what it meant, because Jesus did finish the mysteries of God in the sense he said, I've made known to the world things that never was before the foundation, you know, that was known. And in that it was true that Brother Branham did, yet it was hid within the veil because it took the spirit of Brother Branham coming back into the church to reveal the mysteries to the church to follow the real significance of the time. Well, there it was. Calvary being finished, we preached his finish. Well, to show that it had to do with the church ages being finished in the closing out of the days of the Gentiles, here come this brother that was there at Utica. And Brother JT, being there, signified from Kentucky that that was the end of Brother Branham. Well, you know the problems that occurred with Brother JT from that time on. You notice how our fellowship, you know, split up. When really I love him just like I've always loved him. But God willing to work his type in the lives. All right, now, Brother Parnell started having problems continually. And then this man got up. I preached his finished. And he said, folks, I worked with Brother Branham for 7 years. You see the seven church ages. The 7 years. And he said, I have never in my life heard a message any better than I've heard here. I believe it was night or morning, whichever one it was. I have been Sunday morning. And he was referring to it was finished. It was there that we preached the message on the keys. He resurrected and took the keys. We explained what the keys was. All right, then when we went and this purse was lost, went over to Brother Billy Paul's, the message was to change from the spoken word then to the revelation. Whereas, when Billy took this brochure, Billy knowing that that was going out, see, he knew that. And Billy felt that. He felt that that was losing out. And naturally, Billy being zealous for his dad, he wanted to continue the ministry on. Whereas I personally think he'd done a wonderful job. I really do. It was just a time for God's changeover. All right, now, here I went into that tabernacle. You know, I'd made the prediction that Bill and him would come out of the desert. Mother and him would move back immediately when it did, that part would be over. All right, now, Brother Lee Vail having to do with the veil of it, going into the veil of it, Brother Junior Jackson, the sleeping virgin, you know, the dreamer. And then you know, I made the prediction right recently, Brother Holman would get interested in this end of it. Sure enough, he called us and wrote us, you know, trying to get in touch with us. All right, now, with the revelational brochure coming to Billy's place, there we got up behind the pulpit. While I was standing there, somebody walked up and took a picture of me and Billy standing behind the sacred desk. Mm-hmm. Well, in standing behind the sacred desk, Billy's Brother Billy Branham, William Branham's picture was hanging over us, and one part appeared on my shoulder and one part on Billy's. Well, on either side of it was two crosses, whereas the one on Billy's side had fallen and broken. All right, now, here, Billy Paul, having the name of his dad, having come into his dad's ministry, represented Brother Branham standing there. It represented the old and the new, the Jesus and the Christ. As we stood there, they took the picture. Then Billy Paul stepped down, and the next thing I knew, I believe I had gone off, I had walked off. I don't remember exactly how it happened, and went through this room where Brother Brown spoke about the angel having met him for the new to come in, and I didn't know anything about it. I went through that room, and then I went down in the baptistry. I just walked down in the baptistry, unusual, you know, and walked back out and walked around. And when I come back around to the pulpit here or the sacred desk, I noticed that George, what is his name?
Smith
was occupying Brother Brown's office. All right, now, they had given it over to him. All right, now, when I walked back around, there I stood under Be Still and Know That It's God, where I am God. All right, now, when he'd done that, they took a picture of the new Be Still and Know That I Am God. Now, there was a great significance in that, for Billy was gone, and here I was, and the picture, my head was right in his picture. My dad and I had walked out a little later with the wife. We walked out under the coat of arms at Brother Brown's tabernacle when they took a picture of us. Dad was the old going out, showing the sonship coming in. There was the wife, the bridegroom. And here I walked down that baptistry, and this man that had worked with Brother Branham for 7 years, I never knew that he was the one that made that baptismal pool. There it was, see, there was a real significance in him having been with Brother Brown and made that. All right, now here was Brother Coon that represented the changeover as far as him and Brother Parnell, but only a breach in that it was the going out of Brother Brown with Brother Coon. In other words, he was a carryover of Brother Brown, like him and Brother JT being knitted together, you know. But it still was in the Brother Brown perspective, which was a mosaic sign. That's why he ain't been able to come into this. He almost did. He got it far enough to take a look at it, him and Brother JT. All right, now, Billy Paul immediately wanted me to get into the car with him and ride down to Spoken Word, whereas I did. We rode on down there because I wanted to go down to Spoken Word. All right. Wrote on down there, and we talked a little bit. He got one of his brochures in the office, and we discussed a few things. All right, now, when I got down to Spoken Word, of course, that's where Brother Borders is. You know, we say borderline, Spoken Word, the borderline, Moses looking over. Yeah, it was Brother Borders. All right, now, when we got down there, immediately, here come in the law officers. Now, if I can stop there just a minute and reroute a few things here to make it clear. See, the Be Still and Know That I Am God was the new one. Brother Coon had took the old Be Still and Know That I Am God down to Hialeah, Florida, at the tabernacle where Brother Parnell was, where the kids got their first loyal record, which really had to do with a great thing, Brother Walter Bales of California, see, because it was made in California, it was out in California for a while, and that was made, and that's the time to strain the Idaho Mountains somewhere. Right now, it was down there that I had awoke that morning, was laying on the bed, and I saw the two caskets and saw the death of Brother Branham. Then I made the statement somewhere before then, I believe it was, or after then, I made the statement, I said, Brother Branham's ministry, I said, he'd come out of the desert near the year 66 and his ministry would be over. Well, I was basing that on what I understood of God and going back to not knowing it, Brother Branham had predicted the end of the revival back about 58, was it? 50, somewhere along there, 56, 58. All right, well, see, but I had spoken of Kennedy coming in and the white and black horses, that the light was going out and the darkness coming in. Because when Kennedy come in, it denoted the power of the black men coming in. When I said his administration and revelation is the same as Lincoln's. Sure enough, the black man began to come in, which was darkness coming in, gross darkness. And I said, that will be the end of the church light, where it started going out, because Catholicism come in. The Pope of Rome had never even been considered in this country, hardly, and all of a sudden he come in. Then 63, death of my brother of Kennedy, and like the middle of the week thing there coming in, the death, him being a type of the Lord Jesus in the antitype, And my brother also runs type of the spiritual part of it. The prophecy, you remember, concerning Brother Branham, over the telephone he spoke to me about the handkerchief of my brother's death, recall that. All that tied in, they have time to drop it in a little at a time. But here, in the middle of the week, as we would say, 63, the Ecumenical Council started. All right, then, by near 66, Brother Branham's death, and later Martin Luther King's death, then the coming of the types of the locusts and the bottomless pit and all, and had to do with the black man, you know, and Kennedy opened it up, freedom, like Jesus at Calvary opened it up, grace giving the Spirit upon all flesh, and has let the demons out as well, so working through human bodies. The grace allowed for it during that potion. All right, now, in this, it's about that time that Brother Branham's death took place. We had predicted he'd come out of the desert. His ministry would be over around the year of 66. All right, now, there's a lot of things I'd like to say there because there were some things that he preached back in 63 that really ties into that. But it was there in Hialeah, Florida, that had to do with the year of 66, because it was in the early part of 65, along in there, that I was laying on my bed and woke up and looked up. I saw two caskets. One of them was a black one, one of them was a white one. And the Lord showed me the death of Brother Branham. I went to that tabernacle. I told Brother J.T. Parnell that Brother Branham was going to pass away. And as I say, I never saw the wreck. The wreck being typical of the crucifixion. All right, after I saw it, I didn't know who the black one was, and later come to believe it was Martin Luther King. It was another great figure. Then from there, I moved over to another house, out of Hialeah, over into Miami, like across the border. Now, the next thing I knew, see, there was at that same tabernacle where Brother Coon had taken the old Be Still and Know That I'm God, showing the going out of Brother Branham with Brother Parnell. There it was in Florida, and then here comes the angel of the Lord. Actually, I've been working on that wheel, you know, that little chart. I went into the room and I lay down. Right now, to relate the vision again, as we've got it on tape somewhere on the messages where I've, you know, related before. To give a sequence, I went into the room, out of the living room, I went into the bedroom, I lay down. My head was turned in one direction, body in one direction, and I was in the dark, just as black as night, couldn't see, couldn't do anything. I was like, I was paralyzed, like everything exploded in my head, and my heart strains come loose, everything. I was just paralyzed, like I couldn't speak. But I was laying there in the dark. I couldn't see anything. And then all of a sudden, I felt the presence of God come in. I knew I was in the room, knew I was on the bed, knew where I was, I knew what door he came in. I know I wasn't asleep. But he come in, and I felt his presence. And I knew he was in the room with me. And then he come over, and he picked up my left hand. And he picked it up. He asked me this question. He said, where is the stone of thy birth? I tell this to bring it up today to what we're saying now. I said, where is the stone of thy birth? Being paralyzed like, I said, I couldn't do nothing. I just said, I don't know. I don't know. And he said, I shall get thee one. He laid my hand down. Very gentle. I felt his presence come out of the room. He came right back in the room shortly. Come back. He picked up that hand and he slipped a ring on the finger next to my little finger. And he said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee, but lo, I shall be with thee in the time of trouble and in the time of need. Now, I felt his presence go back out, as it went back out, or else there was something all of a sudden happened that I can't quite tell, but all of a sudden I was up on my feet. The room was as bright as noonday, and I was turned in the opposite direction. And instead of laying down in the darkness in one direction, I was standing up in the light in another direction. And then I looked, and there stood before me this tall man that looked to me like, that he, the best I remember, like he had, might have had something like a chestnut hair and a long, white, flowing garment that was down to his feet. When I looked up at him, he was real tall, and I couldn't tell whether I was in the room or out of the room or where I was. But it appeared as though his head was reaching up through the ceiling, like he just kind of stooped a little bit because he was so tall to look at. And being a warrior, that the Bible said man's made a little lower than the angels, that God showing us an angel would show us a huge figure, being great in power and might, he'd have to show us a size because we look on the outward appearance. And there he was, and he had something in his hand, he dropped it, and went down to the floor, which I suppose signified the revelation, the lost and the found, because it went down to the floor, and I reached over and I picked it up and I put it back in his hand. I can't say it was the floor because I don't know where it was at. But he looked at me very pleased, pleasant, and then like that it was gone. For a long time, I never did understand just exactly what it was. I just couldn't figure out just exactly what had happened. All right, now, later I come to believe that laying in that still form way, helpless, looking in one direction in the darkness, meant when I was dead, lost, and undone without Christ, no hope, no strength, no nothing. And that he came to me in the dark carnal mind of my own way of life, came to me in the darkness when I was lost without God, and gave me a new birth by putting that ring on my finger, which signified my new birth. Then when I've become a new creature in God, I was no longer helpless in the darkness, but I was standing upright in the light, looking in the right way, turned all the way around, and that had to do with the Word of God I picked up and placed back in his hand. Now, when I told Brother J.T. of the death of Brother Branham, and this happened right after I'd seen the death of him, here at that tabernacle was that old, be still and know that I'm God. There at the new tabernacle, or there at the, well, I say at the new tabernacle, they redone it. There was a new, be still and know that I'm God. Now, see how strange it is. Eight always has to do with the new, tomorrow after Sabbath. As quick as I finished that, I was fixing to go toward the new to see somebody knock on the door. Seven is a completion, that's what we have. Missing with us knocking on the door. I mean, now that, to me, see, that shows how perfect the thing really is. Seven meaning completion, and here I just had completed that part. I was fixing to go to the new, which was that angel of God standing so tall. And eight being the mar after the Sabbath and Bill. You see, it has to do with New York because his name is both Bill, which is the old, and York, which is the new. But anyway, and be honest with you, to really be honest with you, Bill really reminds me of that angel.
Yes, sir.
The height, his appearance, and everything. But anyway, here it was, see, the old, be still and know that I'm God, was going out. The new, be still and know that I'm God, was coming in, whereas I was standing under that, which is that picture that they enlarge that's hanging down the house. Also having to do with Brother J.T.'s vision. Where Brother J.T. saw us come down to the end of Spring Street and everybody had gone to sleep and brought that revival in. And there's where we're baptized. When they declared that they saw that light come down out of heaven, and they said that they got a picture of it. But where they have not, I don't mind seeing it. But it's so many on the bank declared that they saw it when we was baptized in the very place where Brother Brennan was. And now, here, Brother J.T., you remember the tent, Brother Junior Jackson, the man called Slaughter, the white tent, and how the flood came over there and across the river. They got the door, canvas door, to close it out. And then Slaughter, the crucifixion. And then the death of Brother Junior Jackson, the sleeper, Brother William Branham ordained him in the night, in a vision. All right, then Brother J.T. riding the flood over to here. And in the new earth, which I said this had to do with the millennium here, and I predicted he'd set his tent out there in the front. He comes and set his tent out front. At the same time, they brought that Elijah stone from up yonder, where I was out in the middle of that thing when Joe liked to get killed, and I was on his lifeguard placing on. I jumped in there and got him just in time. That was the twins, Danny and Joe, like the Jesus and the Christ. All right, now, they brought that stone in here, Elijah stone, right at the time that Brother J.T. Parnell, being typical of Brother Branham the Elijah, came in here, and the little light was over its tent. Then the light showed through that tent. At night, it turned into a pillar of fire. Amen. And by day, it was a light, you know. All right, now, when it sat down over here, it was to lead them into Canaan. And this is where the people miss what God was doing through Brother Branham. The pillar of fire wasn't to go any further in being seen by the human eye than the border where Moses was to leave off. He said, I send my angel before thy face, and he shall not grieve you, for he'll not pardon your transgressions. That's what the Lord's put together. All right, now, the reason that the pillar of fire showed to the people the way that it was because it was fire by night. And coming out of Egypt into the wilderness, that was the dark night, which represented the dark age, the in-between. Or in that session, the pillar of fire did not show. I mean, it did show. But when it come over and Joshua started taking them in, it wasn't a pillar of fire. He actually saw the angel himself because he drew his sword on him. So he made him in the way. And there was no more a light. And then when he crossed over, see what I did? I saw that angel standing down yonder. And I had met this feeling in the dark. But when it came to the light, I saw the angel there himself. And Brother J.T. come over. Brother J.T. said, I love my tent. See, that is to say, this within the veil with Brother Branham is good. In the tent is good. Moses in the tent, the tabernacle, the wilderness. But he said it's in that building because it said that Solomon built a temple and we're the temples of the Holy Ghost. All right, now, here David, like Brother Branham, a man of war, couldn't build a temple, but he gathered the material, which was the evangelistic endeavors. But it was a time of war. Then the time of peace, talking peace, talking peace, coming in. So then the time for the lively stones to be built.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, instead of denominations warring with each other, they're confederated.
That's right.
All right, now, the chief cornerstone of that building was to be the stone of his birth, which was Jesus himself. Now, in that, Brother J.T. brought the tent over here. He said there's something to be revealed, like the Ark of the Covenant, because he represented the Ark of the Covenant in the wilderness. He said there's something to be revealed, like the Ark of the Covenant. He said, which has never been revealed before. He said the water would come through the valley one more time. All right, now, he brought it over here, and then they brought the stone of Elijah, just like a burial, once his work was finished. All right, now, a memorial. Then, all of a sudden, things went into the building, which meant that the changeover was official. The lost. The lost had been confirmed at the spoken word, as I said earlier, by the black man, which was the law. The law, the black man. Because a white and a black came. Black man, Moses. Spoken word, Moses. Lost, the spoken word had been lost because nobody had heeded the spoken word. Now, it's the spirit that quickeneth, the letter killeth, the law. So there the lost had been confirmed at the spoken word. Immediately when the lost was confirmed, that's when my wife got excited and she said, I know where that'll be found. She said, that'll be found at Utica Pike. All right. Sure enough, a little old widow, like in the time of Elijah, a little old widow over at the place where Brother Branham baptized when the light came down saying that he would forerun the coming of the Lord. Here, all of a sudden, the little widow there finds the purse, brings the purse to Utica Pike, fulfills the woman's vision of the found. Immediately, as that which is found comes in, and that's something that's... Come on in, Peter and Jim. Open door at the Calvary. Right now, when it was found, the thing that took place The widow restored it, and then it fulfilled the vision. Immediately the spoken word coming to the boy changed over to the revelation of Jesus Christ. And Billy, knowing that that was going out, I believe with all my heart, changed it over for that purpose. And it just so happened that the change was where he preached on the book of Revelation. But it was no coincidence that he had picked up the revelation in Utica Pike, the change. Then it came in and it lasted only through the series of the book of Revelation to confirm that the revelation was now coming in the old, introducing the new. And then immediately we started over here with the revelation of Jesus Christ here. And then it went back to the spoken word. And I said, that's over. It'll go out. Brother Neville, which represented it, immediately, Brother Neville died. Billy Paul said, I've never seen it grow cold before. Said, but it's growing cold over the followers of Brother Branham. Signifying the death, and finally Billy just laid her aside and said, wouldn't even give out an announcement for the next meeting. And you don't hardly hear nothing about the meetings, Brother Branham followers, or anything anymore. Sure. So seeing it's faded out more and more. All right, now, with that happening, like it did, it was signified by Brother Coon coming down here to Graves, across the river, this place called the Graves. That place was where Brother Zale and I put fuel in the Big Mac. The Big Mac, I believe it was, is what pulled Brother Coon's bus into the home grounds over the river, the crossing of the Jordan, after the law, which was the Brother Branham side of it, forced Moses into rest because the night had colored and his lights had gone out. He was holding up a string of traffic. See, Brother Branham's death, I saw him at the grave, and I saw people lined up behind him at the grave. All right, now, Brother Coon had noted that. When he come over here, he brought that picture about Spring Street, the flood, and us being right here at the end of Spring Street. All of a sudden, the papers published that the eyes of the world's on Monroe. All right, Little Bethlehem, and the baby farm where it was to be born. And then we had to stop. And when that senator died, television set up, caused the eyes to be on Monroe. The city of seven governors had to do with those pillars here at Monroe. Athens close by, Salem close by, and Rome close by, and all these allegoric things. All of it being here. The Stone Mountain, which is the rock being in Atlanta, they've learned is the biggest one in the Western Hemisphere, having to do with the cornerstone relativity thing that we spoke of. The woman's world, and a relative of ours that led the South, being on it as a headstone, finding out that the canal has the stones from the mountains as a lock standing in between the oceans, lock it up seven times. It's locked because of the Pacific and the Atlantic being lowering sea level. One let it through in seven stages to keep it from overflowing, like Calvary holding back. All right, then that stone, they also found out part of it is over here, or some of it in Fort Knox, where the gold was. The east wing of Washington, some of it's over there. Then they found out that it runs out so far, the prison is sitting on it, and five states sit on that rock, which has to do with the headstone crying grace, number five being great. Then the tent that I got from Brother Walden, we preached under in Canada, signifying the going out of the days of Gentiles. Took it, setting it up some county, first an ensign, as in sign unto the people. Brother Ernie coming in last night, having prophesied there at ensign. We'll get to that in a little bit. Then we were over there, and the old moth-eating garment went down, and the whirlwind took up the Elijah part. And Brother John was in the eagle, which represented the revelation being revealed, because it didn't hurt that. That was what Zale had bought over in Memphis, like out of Egypt, I've called my son, the little eagle. I'm making her nest among the rocks, the Mexico use, you know. There was John, then it was taken and hanging on a tree, and the papers carried the pictures of him. You know, hang upon a tree, curses either hang upon a tree, rent bail. Inside of that tent was the little booth, like Brother Brown spoke of, which was a little teepee that we made as we set up the poles again, just like the tent was up, put the lights on it, and the little teepee, which was a little booth that was made like a marriage in Mexico, according to what Sister Nobby said, out of the veil. Then the new went on because the days of the Gentiles were going out. Then we were introduced to that big master painting, world's largest painting of Christ, like in and into the life of Christ when it comes out of the veil. It had to do with my son, George Jr., and all that comes on up a little farther in the subject. Brother Coon coming in down there at Graves, it signified the changing. You notice after that, Brother Coon just kind of went out on us when I said that the thing was finished. He went out when Brother Frank sang that song. Yeah, he went out with it because the 20th century prophet had to do with Brother Branham going out. All right, I saw the vision in Hard Labor Creek of the 20th century prophet when it said he's now in the land. All right, I come back and preach the red veil. All right, now, in this, Brother Coon just kind of went out like his star over in the east. That's where Brother Coon's at now. All right, now, Brother Coon being down there, here comes our meeting, which was the camp meeting. I said at this time, this really has to do with something. Brother Edgar and so forth, as we spoke of a while ago. West Lago, the Gulf. Now, in that meeting, Brother Leon Wilson stayed at the Graves. He again signified Brother Branham because he really believed that the gift of Brother Branham was in his life. You talk to him confidentially, he'll tell you. He signified Brother Branham, and he brought that mantle up from the grave. Here, he signified Brother Branham and going to the graves, coming to the Jordan, because he had been in the Assemblies of God Church where Brother Branham had his ministry. They were the ones that backed him, Trinitarian Vale. He fulfilled seven church ages in that. He went back to the woman thing, where ministers have their trouble about short dresses and all these things. They come up and look in other words, that is, come out of the veil into a Jesus name, like Brother Leon Wilson. He closed out the church ages typically. Now, it was to be a Jesus name thing, where I spoke of Brother Zale coming in there, as Peter opening the door to the people. Here, Brother Wilson came over here, signifying that, to pick it up in one stage and bring it to another stage. I gave Brother Wilson the 20th century prophet belt. That belt had come from a black man, which had to do with the law, had to do with Saul Mountain. It was Leon. I gave it to him. He took it over yonder to Mississippi to typify what was happening of trying to build the new. Whereas he hasn't built the new, he's trying to build a new church. And y'all know what I spoke of about Brazil and what he had to do with him. All right, now, that was to signify Brother Branham, the graves, closing out where Brother Coon was. So it went that way. Now, the next stages of it was, here was to come another belt. That belt said nothing about Capstone Messenger. It said 20th Century Prophet. Then was to come another belt that said Capstone Messenger that had the stone of the birth. Whereas the last stone that was laid in the city, as far as I know, was the amethyst. We go back to the royal amethyst. Now, consider the fact that there is a belt being made in the prison, souls in prison coming out, loins girded about with the truth, heading up in a buckle, as we say, our buckler or the stone of our birth. All the brethren all of a sudden getting these birthstones. The thing heading up, the way that it's heading up, it shows that something at this time is about to happen. Now, for instance, this belt coming, the first one that came, it didn't have any place for Leon, which goes back to the 20th century belt. All right, now, in this thing that's taking place, I see something Kim coming in, but in this taking place, the way that it is, with Atlanta, Georgia, as she is now, saying that the government would go blind and that it would change over to Atlanta, Georgia. Right now, I made the statement that the paper stated that the black man, which is Abernathy, told his people not to vote for either party, whether Republican or Democrat, that they were going to run a woman or a man that was a black person, in other words, by force, going to put them in by not voting either way. Said, we are going to have a vice president that will be black. Said, we're going to have it. And you watch him. He means exactly what he says. Then I said that when these buildings were ready, whereas we're about ready with them, I saw a racial conflict break out between the black and the white. And 400 million represented, according to the papers, by the National Council of Churches, all of a sudden there's been a conflict that's broke out between the black and the white. And they're beginning to be at each other. And I said today that that will be all over the nation and the world, because they represent people all over the nation of every church. Then at Atlanta, I say again, having the black baseball king, Martin Luther King, and the other different things that's heading up, like the biggest motel building in the world, the Tower of Babylon, as we expressed it, all of that coming up and seeing Billy Graham on a high thing, knowing that Billy is the head of the Gentile people, religiously speaking, all coming to a capstone and a headstone where he turned Catholic, seeing the fall of Brother Roberts, and that he turned like he did, and speaking of the death of Brother Allen at that time, all those things coming into a head, and then the heads going out. And I believe they said there's been a change in every leader of the major nations since just about the time we went to Washington. Right now, the mark of the beast coming in through those computers, everything set up for it. Atlanta carrying the symbol of King Cobra to show she's a king city, being the city that was burned with the seven bridges, having to do with the, what we say, gone with the wind, which is the rapture, tells us why that little Bethlehem is close by. Because if the light is going out with the Gentile people, which is the white race, 76, the end of 200 years of government, always a change, changing over to the black man, then they will pull it into Atlanta, Georgia, because as New York falls, having gone to the Jews, then that means that Atlanta, Georgia will become the preeminent city supported by the foreign nations and the blacks. While all the rest of them fall, Atlanta, Georgia will be picked up by the blacks and by the Arabian powers, which is the bond's child. That magic, the same thing that withstood Moses down there by the magicians, that Arabian night thing. The black gold, which has to do with the oil and so forth, coming into Atlanta, Georgia. Jews rejected the black man from Arabia. He'll turn to Atlanta. Atlanta becoming the preeminence, the black man having it, and the biggest religious organization in the world of black people, Church of God in Christ, out of Egypt, I've called my son. They've already got upset with the people in Memphis. They moved out of Memphis down to Houston, Texas, where those stones is from the moon to show the crossing of the Jordan. And they'll wind up in Atlanta, Georgia, and they'll roll out the red carpet for them. Already calling that mayor up there the Messiah and the greatest. Coming to Atlanta, Georgia, they brought, even in Memphis, where the Black Moses thing was, where we spoke of Martin Luther King being killed, and Abernathy taking them on in, like a Joshua. So much money was spent in Memphis from that religious organization, till when they come to Memphis, they rolled out the carpet for them, as big as Memphis is. Now, if the blacks get control of Atlanta, which they'll do, because the statistics already show it according to the paper, and her growth is double, unbelievable, terrific according to the paper, the government goes black, end of the presidency turns in that direction, that will automatically change the government to Atlanta, Georgia. Because like I said, the white man is represented by Washington in the truth and light. New York going down, the end of that means the fall of it into the hands of the black man. And if the black man is the head of Atlanta, Georgia, and all the other cities fall prey to it, like Joseph in his time, if they fall prey to it, then they'll be under black rule, because black rule will have it. Now, I'm saying that if the light goes out, which is the woman nation, light of the Gentiles, grace. If it goes out in the Western world, then it's to come back up in the Eastern world, back over here with the Jews, as the man perspective of it, because the man child has been born. The woman's day is over. Travail is over. The child has been born. America with a foot on the moon, the red dragon coming in, which is laying there around the moon, waiting to devour the child as soon as it's born. When the thing happens the way that it does, see, I mean, who could doubt it? So then in that would happen the way that it does, and going back to the east, like when Brother Richard came in, having to do with that Jewish part right at that time. And then the brother coming in, being a pilot, having to do with that thing. Then when coming in one at a time, the way that it is done, then if it goes back to the male perspective, which is the Jew, the sons of God, that will marry the church, then that means the light being over, the Jews come in as the head of the nation. But in between the setting of the, in between the time that the moonlight goes out, which is the church, it has to do with the woman, which is a receptacle of the great light, which is the Jewish nation. Then in between that time, the dark part of the night before the dawn, which is the black man coming in, which shows the beast, the regime of the beast, and the Antichrist, gross darkness covering the people, because it's moving from the Western world over to the Eastern world to be intercepted by the black foreign nations, which will bring in communism, the red dragon, Antichrist, which is the Arabian child, the bond child, to intercept it, to the Catholic perspective of it, the iron and the clay trying to mix, ten toes, foreign nations and so forth. The mark of the beast coming into the constitution of those bodies, like the bear's feet, the leopard body, and the ten horns on the head, and the lion head, and all of it in the commemoration of confederation. As it comes in, seeing this thing come in as the mark of the beast, then the blacks come in. They set up their kingdom. They intercept everything. Now, when they intercept on the third dimensional type, coming from the Western world, moving back to New York, which is the Eastern Seaboard, whereas it moved from New York in its third dimensional time to the West through the Gold Rush, that is to say by faith, because in the woman's world it's faith. Then when that is over and gold is no longer good, that is to say faith has become counterfeit, hypocritical doing. Then the West going down in the travail, the sun being born of the conglomeration, the trouble of California sank in the earthquakes, the opening of the matrix. Then if it moves back from there over to the Eastern perspective of it, that's where it started. Because when the pilgrims landed here around Plymouth Rock, back in there, it started in New York because it had to do with where Washington is, the virgin, and the birth of the nation, the child, we say Virginia, and the time. Then it moved out this way, westward. Then as we brought it out beyond the Rocky Mountains where the red man is, in that perspective, as an Egypt moving back between the Rocky Mountains and the Mississippi, it's changed its course in that earthquake that we spoke about, coming back in that thing of Mississippi, which is the type of the Jordan, coming back over the Jordan, where Brother Branham prayed over that handkerchief, come out of the wilderness, passed it on. We said that if there's anything that we would like to have, it would be a double potion of what you've got, Brother Brown. Coming back to that perspective, then when it comes over that, from the Jordan, which is the Mississippi, to the Rockies, whereas people being a type of waters, then the red man, the crossing of the Red Sea and so forth, the crossing here from Jordan, or Brother Branham going there among the full gospel businessmen. You know what I said about his crucifixion of Brother Branham and his spirit, which is his tapes, being in the east. And then I said his soul, which is his wife, being in the desert, his children. And then his body being among the full gospel businessmen in California, like a barrel, a dissecting to show his death and then coming back together. And you know how we teach that him being like a root, and then out of that root came forth the life, the sap in the tree, through the voice of healing, sprang it out into a tree of revival with Brother Oral Roberts, Billy Graham, and Tel Osmond, all of them. And then when the parasites infested the tree, religious tree, then God, to kill them out, he let a wintertime hit it, and the sap went back down out of it, and the branches withered up, and the parasites began to die and began to try to survive by selling handkerchiefs and holy water and all kind of things. Then it went out, and we spoke of it going out because it had been in that Trinitarian veil passing over to Brother Roberts. And that wounded hand we spoke of where Vade nailed it to the stump. And then after it lifted it, Brother Roberts would fall away in his old age because the devil wanted to be old. Going back to Methodism and Brother Branham's vision of Miss Methodist, which was the death of Brother Neville, the Methodist side of it, and wholeness, like the spiritual thing coming out of it, Elam. There's just so much to it, it's so much to bring out. It take hours, and just trying to hit a little bit here and there. With it coming back from California, we took that 6,000-mile trip, and you remember him taking Michael's little baby blanket, Brother Taylor, the two cars, going out there and making the trip and coming back, your two sons like twins, and through the veil, then coming back to the Rockies, El Paso, the pass. We're coming back now. We made the statement, like old Mexico coming over to New Mexico, called the pass, El Paso, like the change. Right, then I've actually been there and looked over into old Mexico. It looks like a desert, tormented place of wandering spirits or dry places on this side, like Abraham and the rich man. But anyway, there's where we would have to go into a lot of revelation. Do you remember the whirlwind and the tornadoes and all the things that took place had to do with the rapture hitting the nation, the rapture and everything turning to rubbish during the tribulation of the saints was gone. And how the Lord spread our children. Coming down, it said when Solomon had built the temple, that the train filled the temple and the posts were moved. And you remember how these posts flew out like that? They lifted the post up. Then when we got down to Texas and stayed there in the Best Western, that Jewel Crown, there I saw that vision, and I walked up there and saw them riders that was riding through the heavens. And when I saw them riding through the heavens, a horseman, then when I cried out and I said, my father, and the horseman thereof, or the chariots of Israel, and the horseman thereof, I cried out, Then how the scripture goes on. Then all of a sudden, the spirit of Elijah come on me. And then I saw a whirlwind start moving through the desert. And I saw a broom come down, and it just swept everything clean. Well, then you remember how Brother Delma brought the tent to the same identical spot. And we had spoke about the changeover. Brother Terrell, behold the Lamb. Brother Branham, behold the Lamb. The beginning and end of Brother Branham's. Then when Brother Terrell came in, that Brother Baldwin, being a cousin, that is Calvin to Brother Delma, and Brother Calvin having the tent of Brother Terrell, getting his tents, which was the old going out. Then the virgin part of it, Valdosta, just down their way cross, which goes back to Brother Reuben, and goes back to the man-child, and goes back to Elberton, the burning of Brother Reuben's tent, a lot there, take a long time to bring out. But anyway, the virgin tent, I never put it up. I bought it. Gave the same tractor, trailer, to Brother Dillon, the old and the new, because the trailer come from Brother Walden's, and he had to do with the Jew, which was Marcirilla, giving him his virgin tent that he had just bought when the old one went out to Canada. And all of a sudden, Mars coming up. And the Mars, remember on this trip I made, before I come down here to Brother Leon's, I preached that, close out the church ages and the time, and then went in there and picked up that the new anointing is here by Marcirilla, and then found out the next book he put out was the Revelation. Said the new anointing is here, and then published the Revelation. All right, then with that, I was in my coach. That was about the last time that the coach was majorly used to show the close out of the Gentiles and the changing over to the Jew. Brother Ernie come in and picked it up. whereas the Jews had the door opened by Peter, which was Brother Zale. Or that same Brother Ernie Harburger went straight down to the graves, drove it down to the graves, turned around and come back and then took it. We showed the resurrection. All right, now, all of it running together in a sequence, then, in that Brother Leon closed it out, Brother Harburger picked it up. He picked it up to the Jewish perspective and come back and give his prophecy. That is concerning ensign, bringing it, ensign having to do with Brother Castleberry, the old going out, Brother Castleberry, him coming here, Brother Leon, the changeover, ups, the catching away, Brother Quick, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, you know, how the brother came over, Brother Glosson, glorification. All those brethren came around about that time and all worked together. You know, we explained it on tape somewhere. All right, now, Brother Delmer got the virgin tent. Brother Delmer went and sat right down there where I saw the vision of the change. He picked up the tent, went to New Mexico, and there sat the two cars there because I gave Delmer the Lincoln, which has to do with the lost side of it, which is the word, the spoken word, Brother Branham. And Lincoln, the black man. Then I took the Chrysler, which has to do with the resurrection side of it, the Imperial. After we took it and used it, then they quit making the Imperial, and they don't make it anymore. Now they make the New Yorker. All right, now, in that, the fascinating thing was that Brother Delmer went straight from there over to New Mexico, and we went down into the caves, death, burial, resurrection. Brother Delmer called from out there standing on top of the hill. He said, I've just been down into the cave, death, burial, resurrection. Come up. He was called, and they said, just like Brother Branham. And he said, I haven't done anything out here, but if you come out here, he said, maybe you can. All right, now, that had to do with the hat that I brought back here. While I was standing there, you remember them bringing in the little lambs from the school, and those things that I spoke about it had to do with. Yeah. All right, I sent Brother Delmer the eternal abundant life check in that I sent him the money, that is death, burial, resurrection, life. We went out there, and I made the statement I had preached from coast to coast, from Canada to Mexico, California to Florida, but never in New Mexico. Every state had preached in it. And I said that New Mexico had to do with the capstone, El Paso, crossing over to the new, the land of enchantment. Our dam is a colorful thing like a rainbow, you know, with the lights out there. Then the capstone being in the middle of the state, because a pyramid goes up in the middle. All right, we went out there, that signified the capstone. Then when we did that, back to Del Rio, come from Del Rio, George Jr. came out there, which had to do with it, surrendered his heart to the Lord, show the tide, came around, and came back around. We came back here. All right, Brother Delmer took that tent. Then we wound up going over to the Gateway of the West in the tide, starting the new again. Our year, Brother Delmer was in Missouri. We went over there with that red suit, like Revelation 19. Went over there. When we got over there, here was Brother Glenn in his red coat. There was Brother Glenn. It had to do with the woman on the moon. Moses died in the wilderness. Brother Delmer had left them, and there they were by themselves. We went and got them some food. Brother Glenn was there with his red suit on. I was due to be preaching that night. And I saw it all, the woman with the feet on the moon, you know, Glenn going up in the spaceship. And sure enough, when we got out and went around there, the first thing they started talking about was, they said, you know, we've got that tape, the woman with her feet on the moon. And that was, see, the man-child to be born, which was the opening of the door of the West, which is the opening of the mattress, the door, the virgin. In that come to pass that we came back over here. The next thing that started happening was that y'all started making the bell. All of a sudden, the little boy from Elberton came down there at the stone building of the Church of God where those three pillars of fire appeared. And that picture, some of you have seen it, is positively three pillars of fire. I mean, it's there. Whether God did it by a sunspot or whether he did it by some phenomenon, whatever he did it by, he put it there. It's plain that it's three pillars of fire. Very plain. There, it had to do with the prophecy of the man-child. Had to do with the resurrection where they buried people there at the graves, because it was there at that building right behind it is the graves. Right there is where they make the tombstones. All right, now we know we all going to die unless we escape through the revelation or the faith in God. All right, now here having to do with that, it goes back through a lot of revelation. A little gray car and three cars on a mountain that had to hook together in a trinity to make it up the hill into oneness. Had to come together in oneness to make it up the hill. I'd have to go through a lot of that. It's back with a little green tent, the army tent, over in Barnesville, like born in a barn, going up that mountain after crossing the river in Calvary, coming out from the side of the mountain, which had to do with it, and the little car wouldn't make it. Then one car hooked to it, and then another car hooked to it. When it got into a trinity, three and one, and made it up the hill. It goes into a lot of revelation concerning. Anyway, we come back here. Then this young fellow preached. A lot of things took place. One thing was the putting up of the door to the vault out there. The pillar being put on the top, and you remember us standing up there on top of it, and the lights coming on. There's so many multiplied things that we have to go into there. All right, then you went and got the bell, whereas we're waiting for the bell to come now. All right, now, then I got the stone, which came in as the stone of the birth. Brother Bill got it, put my stone in it. The next thing that came, Brother Jimmy got it, and the stone was broken into three parts for the sake of the church, the Trinity, the crucifixion. Then they put in the Malachite stone, which had to do with Malachi, the Holy Land, the Temple of Solomon. That's where it come from. Then I took the Malachite stone out and put the stone of my birth back in. All right, now, the in-between had to do with the veil. Now, I put it back together. It wasn't Trinity anymore. Took it out of the Malachite state, put it back together in a oneness, sealed it in with perma-hole, the strongest stuff that you can get, supposedly, could come from Japan, which is resurrection and rising of the sun. Put it back together, put it into the bell, and I went and lay down as if death had known. Boy, it's not finished. We say finished at Utica Pike, changeover, Calvary. Then I came to the bell again. I took it out of the safe, unlocked it because it had been laid away. I picked it up, put the resurrection back, took the cross. On here, when we had that little thing that happened here in the meeting, and my Ricky and George Jr., being the strength of my firstborn and my boy, here he had been made sin in the type, you know, having been with us, and went out into sin, and then come back. And that night, I felt his spirit in life in there for the first time. I felt life. I stood on the platform, and I felt life in there. I knew then that God hadn't rejected me, that there's still hope for me. All right, now, the spark of life, the stone of thy birth, he came right straight out. He took the little cross out of his ear that he'd been wearing. You know what we said about the proclamation, the hearing of the ear in this age, and them wearing them earrings in their ear, and that they've heard the Pentecostal proclamation of forgiveness, debts being forgiven, and they won't accept it by faith. So then they go by, the Old Testament rules was they go by the post, they take an awl, put a hole in the ear because the servant would not leave the master when his freedom proclamation was given by the hearing. So then he had this little cross in his ear according to the hearing. All right, he took it out when he heard that he's not cursed according to the cross. Took it out, the death gone, Well, that means death. That's why the Catholics wear around their neck. It signifies death. Then he came to me and he gave it to me after service. He said, Daddy, I'll never put another one in my ear. Arthur took it with that little pearl in the middle of it. It has to do with Jesus, the pearl of great pride. The voice said, it's not finished. I got up. He said, put that little cross on the stone. About that little cross, that connected it with my firstborn, with Ricky, the stone of that birth. That had to do with my spiritual children here and the birth, them being born. Now, the strange thing about the man child, like the America the Woman, Feet on the Moon, and all these things, strange thing about that, you know, having to do with Kissinger. The thing about that is the child, when he is first born, he begins to rule. He don't go through a lot of learning. He rules with a rod of iron when he's first born. All right, now the stone of thy birth, whereas it had to do with this, the inside lifted up to the people, which the widow thing and thing back over when that woman was healed of cancer over the inside when she come to criticize him. Now, all right, now, the stone of thy birth, Brother Ernie coming in to reconfirm the inside, speaking to us here, coming in, reconfirming, then picking up the motorhome, like we said, with the twins. That motorhome, whereas I let him have approximately $3,500 in the motorhome of my money. Right now, in that $3,500, we would say, having to do with the Week of the Covenant, broke in the middle of the week. My part was the first part that I gave him, him being the Jew. I gave him my part, the covenant. The second part is Brother Beretta. Goes back to the Catholic thing. Woman in the wilderness. Always notes a Catholic about it. Frank's got the second part of it. All right, now, in this, Ernie came in and got that. He's going to Titusville. Whereas Titus was the one that came in 70 AD, destroyed the city. All the troubles happened, and right, we counted the middle of the week.
Kate Kennedy's there also.
That's right, Kate Kennedy's there. And as a matter of fact, Kate Kennedy has to do with something when we first went through that, which goes into a lot of revelation about Brother Foster in Alabama and his brother being there at Cape Kennedy. So anyway, we went down. Dad has to do with the law stopping us one time and taking us back to the Assembly of God to preach. We spoke of that somewhere, some of them. Fragments of it anyway. But anyway, we went down. We are to go down there. He's setting his tent. He wants us to come down there. Then from there, he goes to Orlando. Death, resurrection, the city called Beautiful. All right, now, which has to do with that woman sitting that heart up here, and also that star. That star, we saw a star in the east, that star went to Brother Leon Wilson, and the heart went to Tom that broke him down like it did. All right, now, with this, it goes back to what we said about the star, you know, up here near Elberton, place called Star, seeing his star in the east, Brother King and him being up there, you know. All right, now the little boy coming down here, being the man child in the type, coming from Elberton, sat down at my house. Brother David had not asked to see them stones before, hadn't asked. But when that boy came down here, he having to do with Elberton and David, type of the man child, prophecy, here he said, I want to see those stones. Got them out, and there he saw them for the first time. Stone of thy birth. All right, now, these three stones, the jasper, walls of jasper, goes back to your wife, like the walls, like Brother Zale's wife, Brother Gary's wife, your wife, we say walls. All right, then, the malachite stone, and then, the stone of thy birth. All right, I took the stone of the birth. David, I gave him the Malachite stone. Brother Bannum is typical of David, Malachite, and he forerun a stone. was in the beginning, it was Christ, in the end it's Christ. It was unveiled in the beginning, it's unveiled in the end, and in between is the Malachi, which is the prophet stages of it. All right, it's Christ in the beginning, it's Christ in the end. All right, now, I gave it to David, for it come from Jerusalem, being King David. All right, now, the jasper stone I gave to the wife, they got her a belt for your wife, Marcy, brought it to her. No, who brought it to her? Your wife brought it to her. Another one of your wives brought it to her. And it, I got it, I had mine turned up this way, hers turned across this one. All right, now there was three stones, just like it was broken into three pieces. All right, now, all of them at this time has begun to get the stone of their birth. Different ones begin to get the stone of birth. The Bible said, and we'll go back to a few things before we get to that. The Bible teaches that when the man child was born, he was caught up to the throne immediately. The resurrection, which is April, is always the catching up of the Christ. Now, if Jerusalem is the head of the nation, then if this is the stone of the birth, then that means that our trip to Jerusalem has to be the catching up to the throne, which means that the end of the Gentile world is here. It's written out of Zion, shall come forth and deliver, he shall turn ungodliness away from Jacob. Which has to do with what the Lord said years ago, and that someday I'll use you among the Jews. All right, now, in that April, I said that it would have to do with April when we went over. I said that the new would come through Brother Walden for the moves of the Mars Rill of the Jewish thing. They're the ones that's got the trip going. Canada. All right, now, Canaan land. Then, with April, the resurrectional time, March, the kite, the cross, that's when they got it set, gone to the wind. All right, the rapture, the catching up of the man-child, going over. Then, April being the resurrection, having to do with resurrection. If at this time the bonds child is to come into power and effect as the black man in Atlanta, that means it's time for the Jew to come in, being the star, the revelation that appeared during that night, the darkest part of the night, until the dawning of the Christ comes. All right, now, the eastern part, New York has gone to Jews. And I believe the Jews have got the money, though New York is broke. But the Western world's given away. Can't go back to the East, which is a Jew, not now. Because there's got to be an intercepting, which is Atlanta, the tribulation period, the black man. You can't go from the Western world back to the Jew. It's got to be intercepted by this Antichrist thing that's coming up in the middle part of it over there. Or when it comes up, it goes back to Kissinger and the Catholic Church and the powers. Darkness. It catches in Atlanta, Georgia. All right, now the serpent, that King Cobra thing. But the catching up of the man-child going to the throne, the ruling with the rod of iron, which is the membership of our bodies here. Whereas this place, and you brethren, in the type, is a membership becoming the head of the nation in the religious perspective, and all the other giving away to y'all